In a press conference at City Hall, a delighted Reed said the deal makes it likely the stadium will be built just south of the Georgia Dome, closer to MARTA rail stations.
The folks who want to use public transit, get off at a MARTA station, and then be allowed to walk to the game rather than having to walk a mile, have that opportunity as well. That's the right thing to do for the city of Atlanta, and it's the right thing to do for the metro region.
In July, talks between state officials and Mount Vernon Baptist Church broke down after church leaders rejected the state's final $6.2 million offer. Since then, Reed and former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young have taken over as lead negotiators.
I really think that we have accomplished what we've accomplished today in the Atlanta way. Folks are here because they want to be here.
Mount Vernon leaders ultimately approved a deal for $14.5 million. The state will cover about $6 million, and the Falcons will cover the rest. Mount Vernon's congregation will cast a final vote on the tentative deal next Thursday. Rodney Turner is the church's pastor.
Our membership has been at the table from the very beginning, so we believe that Thursday that the right decision will be made and that everybody will be satisfied and happy with the outcome of it.
Meanwhile, the congregation of the other church on the south site, Friendship Baptist, is expected to vote later this month on its tentative buyout agreement of $19.5 million. Mayor Reed said both deals commit the city to helping the churches relocate and remain a presence in their communities.
What we believe we're doing is energizing and strengthening these institutions that have been doing work in Vine City and English Avenue for years. Now they're just going to be able to do it in a more powerful and dynamic way.
At the same time, the city continues work with neighborhood leaders to hammer out a $30 million community benefits package, a process that must be completed before the city can release $200 million in hotel motel tax funds to help build the stadium. The next Community Benefits Committee meeting is scheduled for September 18th. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.